These are stressful times for Wanda Thomas. It's around 9 a.m. at her house near Erie and Broad in North Philly. Her 5-year-old daughter, Madeline, sits on her lap, fidgeting. Thomas, a photographer, is waiting to find out if her young daughter got into a charter school.
Pins and needles. Thursday is the Wissahickon Charter School Lottery. It is at 3:30 at the school lunchroom.
Thomas says her stomach's been in knots. She just wants the lottery to hurry up and happen.
They said we don't have to go to the school to have our number announced. They'll just send us a letter. And I'm sitting here thinking, no, you're absolutely crazy. I have to be there, and I'm going to have my paper in hand waiting for my number to be called.
Thomas says she likes Wissahickon's well-rounded curriculum and its flexible learning environment. Her daughter also applied to another charter school. Both are just a few minutes from home on Erie Ave. Thomas says some parents she's talked to said they don't plan to attend the lottery because they can't handle the stress. Philadelphia School Partnerships Executive Director Mark Gleason says the Thomas family is not alone.
You have dozens and dozens of charter schools that are holding lotteries this month. You also have probably two dozen school district high schools that are sending letters out after a selective admissions process, as well as some citywide admission high schools that are run by lottery as well. So you have anxious parents all over the city.
Gleason's group gives grants to Philadelphia schools of all kinds, public and private. He says the crunch underscores the city's need for more high-performing classrooms.
You hear some of the numbers. You know, a charter school that was having a lottery last night, Global Leadership Academy, had 1,000 applications for about 100 spots.
Back in North Philly, Wanda Thomas says if neither charter school works out, she'll opt for a Catholic or a private school, but not a traditional public school.
We wanted to expose our children to other cultures just for well-roundedness is one of the reasons why we didn't want them in the neighborhood. And my sister is a Philadelphia school teacher, and I hear her stories. They were just horrendous.
Thomas's husband, Frederick, who just finished a night shift at Sunoco, chimes in, agreeing the wait hasn't been easy.
I'm trying to show a stoic face, of course, and actually it is a very, very nerve-wracking.
Thomas says he spends a lot of time thinking about his daughter's future.
We come from not having a lot. She wants to be a vet. She loves animals, of course, cats especially, but I don't know what I want her to do. I just want her to have the opportunity to pick what she wants to be. I don't want her to have to be something.
The Thomases say if they have to resort to parochial or private school, it would be tough to afford. They think they could cover it with financial help. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.